escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi.
What are you doing?
So this mom in Ohio, she takes her kid to Burger King for some chicken fries. Or chicken fries, as Lazo likes to call them. They sound good now. Now I want to try some. Snuckling, why are you rolling your eyes?
Come on. Come on what?
They should call them that.
Yeah.
They really should. I think you'd see a sharp increase in business over the next week or so.
It makes you know. Start like, running commercials.
Yeah. Right? What are you eating tonight? Chicken fries.
Yeah.
Woo!
Who wants some chicken fries?
Say that five times fast. So this mom in Ohio goes to get some chicken fries with the kids, and they come in a, you know, like a fry bag.
I think it came in a fry, like a
container.
Yeah.
Oh, these look like this look like paper. Maybe because she got a smaller one.
Maybe that's why. Maybe they're not. I don't know.
And I'm probably wrong. I usually am. This looks sort of soft like paper, so maybe they put them in that because it was a smaller order. I don't know. But the important thing is that at the bottom of this container, there's something that shouldn't be there. It's not chicken. It's not fries. It's not food, for that matter. Hmm. I'll let her tell you.
Surprising side. Burger King takeout order.
She got her chicken fries. Chicken fries with a side of, you can't say that on here, Mary Jane from Burger King.
Jenna posted on TikTok saying she made the shocking discovery of what she says were marijuana buds in her recent order from a Burger King in Hamilton, Ohio.
I thought there was broccoli in there. It was very bright green. And then I smelled it. I'm like, oh, no.
So this was horrible, Lazo, because now she had to have a discussion with her kid about marijuana, because the kid saw that mom was upset, saw that mom had been smelling it, and now mom was not ready to have this conversation with her kid.
They would sell a lot more of them if they were called chicken marijuana fries.
No. Oh, sorry, Snow Cone. Sorry. I did get carried away there, and I apologize. So she had to have this conversation with her kid now about marijuana. She's not happy about that at all, but what can she do?
How old
was the
kid?
Seen the marijuana. This article doesn't say how old she was, but I assume very young.
I don't know why you'd have to have the conversation.
I mean, that was a very small order of chicken fries, so that must have been a pretty young kid. But old enough to talk. I don't understand why you have to have the conversation either. This is why I was going to ask you as a parent what you do in that situation.
You don't have to say anything.
Well, your kids are old enough that they would
know.
Right? So it doesn't matter.
Right.
But if you had
if they were little kids and there was marijuana in the fries, you're like, what's in the fries? Like, I don't know. That's gross. And you just throw them out.
That seems easy enough.
Like, I don't have to be like, anything. It's marijuana.
Yeah.
And people smoke it.
Right. She's full of crap. You don't have to have that conversation.
You can just be like, I don't know what it was. What was it? I don't know.
Looks like they got some plants in there or something. Right. Whatever. Yeah. It's not food. Don't eat it. Ugh. No. That's it. Well, what does she do? She gets a lawyer, of course. And what does she want?
Money.
I assume she wants money. She said she wants an apology. Well, an the apology. Lawyer said that she's looking for an apology, but also accountability. I assume that means money. Yeah. Does accountability mean sure. money?
You don't get a lawyer. It's money.
Right? That's what I thought.
Of course.
If, in all honesty, if I had kids and we went to get food at a fast food place that big and there was weed in there, I'd call Lazo first, but I'd probably be like, hey, should I get a lawyer? You think I'd get some money out of this? I think it'd be hard to prove, but I feel like you could get some money out of that, right?
I feel like they'd settle for something. It's Burger King.
Yeah, and also Burger King probably, no publicity is bad publicity.
But this one isn't really bad. There's marijuana.
Exactly. So this is extra not bad. Burger King took forever to respond, but they did finally, the thing I saw said that they were finally forced to respond because this video got so much attention. Millions of views. And all these comments.
What they say?
So they apologized. They said, obviously, it was unintentional. And they said that they contacted the franchise and were told by the owner of that franchise that that employee who is responsible for the marijuana bean and chicken fries has been fired.
Aww.
Has been let go. Which surprises me because I would think that the franchise would be like, we didn't put weed. No one gives drugs away. Why would you do that?
My thought is it fell, right?
It had to have fallen.
Right.
But it's easy enough to believe. How do you prove that? How do you prove that? I guess they could go back and say, well, she got a lawyer. They want to go back and look at the video. And then if you do see somebody dropping something in
there,
I'm sure
there's video and he saw it drop out of his pocket or something. And it's like, God damn it.
You're right. So before they fired him, they probably had some sort of video proof. But yeah.
Or they didn't fire anyone. They just said we fired somebody.
That too. I don't believe that this woman is actually scandalized by this
at
all. The way she called it Mary Jane, really.
You can't say that. You can't say marijuana.
I guess maybe on TikTok you can.
Is marijuana legal in Ohio?
I don't know. Are you not allowed to say it on TikTok? You're a TikTok expert.
That's possible, yeah.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to say like suicide on the right. You have to say unaliving.
Unalived and essayed. And, yeah.
On where?
On TikTok. You can't say the word suicide. And she was on TikTok, so maybe she's saying you can't say marijuana on TikTok? I don't know. Seems weird. Everyone loves that app so much.
Everybody loves marijuana.
Doesn't sound so good to me.
Recreational weed is legal in Ohio.
So there you go.
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal?
It's like if you bought a Whopper and a beer was in the bag.
Or one of these little shots.
Hey, let me
They said, oh, you know what? I think Lazo was picking up some chips, and he dropped one of his pickle shots in there.
Wouldn't be the end of the world. I'm not getting a lawyer.
Also, you don't have to have a conversation with your daughter at that point about what pickle shots are and why Lazo drinks them in the afternoon. That is a conversation that can wait. Yeah. For a long, long time.
What is that? You're like, oh, it's pickles in a bottle.
Gross, yeah. You don't want that. Trust me, it's gross. And throw it away. The kid forgets all about it.
Forget yourself.
Now you've made a big to-do about this.
Of course.
And your kid is going to remember it, and you're famous, and I find her annoying. But at the same time, I would probably get a lawyer. Would you get a lawyer just to get some money?
Maybe.
Right?
Probably not. It seems like a lot of work.
I know it does seem like a lot of work, but if you knew a lawyer that you...
I feel like I would call them... national company and be like, hey, I found weed in my fries. My kid almost ate the weed. And if they were like, look, we're very sorry. Whatever they offered at that point, I take.
That's it? So if they just
said... I'm not going to take any... They're like, look, we're sorry for your trouble. You know, here's free food for a year or whatever. I'd be like, sweet.
And if they just said, we're sorry, we'll look into it, and that's that, you're done with it?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, I'm going to have to do a little bit better than that. And then, if they're like, all right, you know, what do you want?
Yeah, I feel like you just got
right?
to
I feel like
you
were just saying you need a lawyer because I'm not going to go for a million or whatever. I'm not going to take you to court. I'd just be like, yo, fire up some of those chicken fry coupons.
I'm torn because I want the easy money.
What are you doing?
But I also feel bad about that.
There's not a chance you want to get a lawyer.
No, I know. I would get a lawyer. I would get a lawyer. 100%. But okay, like this woman that you saw, this woman that just sued the barbecue restaurant in Texas. No. This is like that. Remember the McDonald's hot coffee lady they made the documentary about? This is kind of like that. This woman ordered barbecue in Texas, and they handed it to her in a bag. I guess she like pulled over on the side of the road or in the parking lot or something. She was going to eat it in her car. There was grease on the food, and there was hot barbecue sauce in there, and it tore through the bag while she's sitting there. Hot barbecue sauce fell on her, and she got like second-degree burns. Mm. The thing I saw, I don't know if this is true. It seems insane. But the thing I saw said that she was awarded $2.8 million. Now, that's the kind of lawsuit that could put a mom-and-pop restaurant out of business, right. I would think, or unless their insurance covers something like that. But it's also the kind of money that I can't turn down. I'm sorry, I know you put all your blood, sweat, and tears into this family business for three generations, but... $2.8 million?
Yeah, no. I
gotta look into it. I'm sorry. I do. If you don't like that she got paid the $2.8 million, then that's a separate argument. But knowing that she got paid it, if that's true,
But that McDonald's documentary was eye-opening. Like, oh, they did need
there was
to
a
pay
lot
of, her
There was a lot
money.
Of stuff to that. Like, the story in the coffee too hot, hotter than they were
Being
supposed to.
Being warned about it several times.
The cups weren't designed. Yeah, the cups weren't designed. So there was more to it.
And her legs looked horrible.
That was bad. She was elderly. Right. Which I don't think I knew until I saw that documentary that she was that old. But yeah, that was bad. I mean, she was... When you say "bah," it's like I can't
like
look
holes
at that.
In her thighs.
Yes, it was really, really bad.
Yeah.
So I could imagine that barbecue sauce. If this woman got really bad burns, then maybe it was bad too. I understand though why she called the lawyer, and she got $2 million. You have to fact check me on that one, Snowcone. But I saw that it was a couple.
Well, that's
million
a big
bucks.
Difference, though.
Yeah, true.
If you're like, "Hey,
true.
This hot stuff fell through the bag, and it gave me second degree burns on my vagina."
Yeah,
that's a big difference than. There are a couple buds of weed in my chicken fries.
Huge difference, yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah. So if you're
one,
saying,
I may sue you. Two, fire up those free Whopper coupons. Let's go.
You're just looking for free Whoppers.
Yeah, that's all fair. Let's ones. Go.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
You seen any good movies lately?
No.
No, me neither. I saw they... released the Oscar nominations or whatever today. I looked at it and I was like, I don't know any of this.
You didn't see any of them? You usually go see all of them.
I usually have seen, I guess I have seen one. I watched one with Brooke. The one about the hooker. What's that called?
That's
Anora?
Not a movie.
Anora? No,
oh,
it's a movie.
Yeah.
It was nominated. I saw it nominated quite a few times. I think that's the only one I've seen, though. There's like that 6-hour movie with, where he's like, I think he's an architect, and he survived the Holocaust, and
the
Adrian
Brutalist?
Brody. Yeah.
God, I can't stop seeing ads for that.
That seems to be a popular one, too, and I looked that
what
up.
What the hell was the hooker movie?
Anora, I think it's called.
Wow.
I think
was
the Brutalist won a bunch of stuff already. I think it's like
Did
favorite,
it?
Yeah.
Well, I looked
I
at a trailer for it. It looked
Anora, the Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2.
I thought you'd seen the...
Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked.
But you did see... The Jesse Eisenberg movie, right? You said something about watching a Jesse. Did you watch the one with Kieran Culkin? Because Kieran Culkin was nominated for an award. I thought you said you'd saw,
what was
you
it
saw
called?
That. What is that movie called, Snowcone? A Real Pain? Something like that? It's on streaming on one of the streamers. Somebody said they watched a Jesse Eisenberg movie recently. And
I watched a lot of Jesse Eisenberg movies, but I don't know what one it
was. Well, maybe I just assumed that that's what it had to have been. I think he wrote and directed it. I haven't watched
a
it
Real
yet.
A Real Pain.
A Real Pain. There you go. And Kieran Culkin, I think, was nominated
did you
for
the title, right?
I did.
Wow.
I did. I think he was nominated for Best
That's right.
Supporting Actor. Is that right? Okay. And then I think Eisenberg might have gotten Best Original Screenplay or nominated. Couple different things. So I will watch that because it's available to stream and it looks like something
doesn't
I can
Brooke hate
watch.
Jesse Eisenberg?
She's not a big fan. Yeah, she doesn't like
I
him.
I thought she like hates him, like refuses to watch him.
I think she doesn't like him, but I think she would watch it. Like that movie, I'm sure she would watch. But that's one that I will watch. One of them I looked up was, I think, in Spanish. So I'd have to watch that. There were no captions in the trailer I was watching, so I had no idea what was going on. It got nominated for a bunch. And anything that says it's over 200 minutes, I'm automatically like, ugh. Turn it into a series
a few
already.
Directors, I'll do it for.
Yeah, that's a long movie, and especially about a very depressing topic. The whole thing. There's so much of that Emperor's New Clothing, or at least stuff that critics maybe they really enjoy, and you see it's got like 100% from critics, and then you look at the user rating, and it's like 18%. You go, oh,
what movie are you talking about?
This
now?
Is over people's heads. Just a lot of the movies that are nominated.
All of
movies
them?
That critics like. A lot of times, just in general, when you see a movie where you go, I have a feeling that just because critics like that doesn't mean that I'm going to like that movie. That could easily be over my head. It doesn't take much to be over my head. But I did see that there's a movie coming out next month, and I thought Snow going to be real excited about it, about the greatest rock and roll band of all time.
Oh, I see the trailer.
The Led Zeppelin documentary.
Out, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out, and it comes out in IMAX.
Yeah.
They're going to release
authorized,
that thing in IMAX.
They never authorized stuff.
I don't really understand why it needs to be an IMAX, but I figured if anyone goes see it, be you.
The first number that I want to do is Train Kept a Rolling.
Train Kept a Rolling. So, do you know it? I went, no. He said, well, it's a 12 bar and it's time around. It's got this riff. Okay, count it in. And that was it. And the room just exploded.
We just kept playing it and doing like solo breaks and all the rest of it, and Robert's improvising.
I'd never heard anything like it. No, I was expecting some cool soul singer. And there's this screaming maniac with this fantastic voice and fantastic range, you know. I was like, what are you doing up there? You hurt yourself, man.
It was devastating.
because it seemed like that had been what I'd been waiting for.
Tell me if this makes sense. Even if you don't think Led Zeppelin is the greatest rock band of all time,
okay.
If somebody else says it, you're still kind of like they might be right.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, you know, one of those bands. It's hard to argue.
It is. It's like impossible with Led Zeppelin, I feel. Even if someone says
Hank Aaron's the best baseball player, or Willie Mays, like, all right, well, I may disagree, but there's no sense in arguing. It's Babe Ruth. They're just people.
And for this, and when you say rock band, too, Led Zeppelin's such a good fit because they are a rock band. So it's not like we're splitting hairs here. It's not like, well, they were kind of this genre. They're a rock band, and they're on that very short list. Probably them and Aerosmith.
Yeah, shut up. They're so annoying.
Makes them so angry.
I don't even know what you're talking about half the time.
The Church of Laszlo.
I know you're not a fan of cruises, Laszlo.
No.
Although I've heard the cruise industry is killing it right now. Apparently, young people are going on cruises, too.
I love them, huh?
I guess. That's what I hear. And they're building more cruise ships, and people want to go on cruise. My father-in-law's going on a cruise. He asked if we wanted to go, like, this week. And I was like, well, let's see. We just got back yesterday, so that would mean that we work Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know if that's enough. We probably shouldn't take another vacation right now, but maybe in the future. $400, though, he said. Well, everything's included. But in Australia, a cruise is making headlines for some surprising reasons. They're calling it the Ku Klux Klan Cruise. Yeah.
Why?
Because I'll just show you a picture here so that you get a visual. And if people want to see, they can go to twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo.
Are those people in the KKK?
That looks like a lot of people.
It looks like it.
Ku Klux Klan robes,
but
right?
But they don't have robes. They have pants. That's what made me guess. Like, are they dressed up as something else? Like,
that's what they say. So
why do they have pants? They have white pants instead of the robe.
Yeah.
And like white shirts that are tucked in, but then like a white cone head. It must look like a white version of the Tin Man with a cone head.
Man, I really thought that you might say what they were wanting you to say. You were close. You have defended them a little bit, though, which is more than some people have done. First of all, this is an Australian cruise line.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like this thing left in New Orleans or something. So I don't know how familiar they are with the KKK over there anyhow. And according to the cruise line, they say, well, a lot of people are not familiar with the KKK. That's part of their defense. But a lot of customers were on deck. There was some sort of activity going on board, and they were having crew members come out and do some sort of tug of war with some of the passengers. You know, there's games on cruise ships, I guess. And this was supposed to be a themed thing. People got dressed up to do this. So the crew got dressed up, and when the crew came out, that's how they were dressed up. And a lot of people who were taking those videos and pictures on deck there were like, holy crap, why is the crew dressed up like the KKK? Now, as an American seeing it, it is quite shocking because certainly the first thought that runs through your mind is KKK. And the fact that those are the employees coming out dressed like that. But the cruise line says, all a big misunderstanding. The crew did not have a lot to work with when it came to coming up with something for their costumes.
Okay.
And so they were dressed up as what they said were snow cones. Upside down snow cones. And they promised that the crew is not familiar with the KKK, and once they were made aware of it, they took the outfits off immediately.
It's the shocking moment on board an Australian cruise ship going viral. A passenger capturing a tug-of-war contest among the crew. Different ship departments dressing in festive costumes. The housekeeping crew choosing costumes reminiscent of Ku Klux Klan robes. Passengers stunned, some dubbing it the KKK cruise.
No one can seriously think that was their intention. Our housekeeping crew were dressed as snow cones.
A spokesperson for the cruise line says the housekeeping staff didn't have much to work with when it came to materials for a costume, so they decided to dress as upside-down snow cones. The cruise line says the crew members were unfamiliar with the KKK and were horrified when told what their costumes looked like.
One of the passengers doesn't think that's good enough. They said there was a lot of excitement for this tug-of-war match, and then it all went downhill.
Oh, yeah.
They said the lack of judgment was astounding. Now, is it believable that these crew members don't know what the KKK is?
Like a universal thing, or is that uniquely American? It feels like it's uniquely American.
That's what I would have thought, right? And sure,
there's a chance like we don't know what you're talking about.
That's what I thought. Well, as soon as I saw this thing this morning and they said that it was an Australian cruise, I thought this is going to be probably one of those things where they go, oh, we didn't know that that was offensive. I was surprised when there were people who were saying, even after the cruise line said, obviously this wasn't the intention, they don't even know what the KKK is, that there were people saying, no, 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 no way. That lack of judgment is astounding. They knew what they were doing. Are you sure?
Well, why an upside-down snow cone?
They said they didn't have a lot to work with. They were dressing up or something.
But still, why would you, even if you have a lot to work with, why
would
you
cross your mind? I'll show you a video of them walking out on the deck there. The problem is the guy in front does sort of do the Elon Musk salute there.
The Elon Musk.
He sort of does. The guy in the front, if you watch the clip that's being shared on X, as they walk out onto the deck, the guy in front goes, "Ooh," and it's not, I mean, maybe not as bad as Elon thinks, but given the fact that he's wearing that costume, it's certainly not great.
No, upside down snow.
Me neither. What does that mean, an upside down snow cone? So you took an ice, is that like a, I mean, I know what a snow cone is, so you just turned it upside down and, right. Why though? Why? I'm willing to go with you and believe you that you don't know what the KKK is. The part where I could lose you a little bit is the, they were supposed to be snow cones. You're right. Snow cone. That part is a little weird. I mean, the cruise line says they didn't have a lot to work with. They were supposed to get dressed up. If they knew they were going to get dressed up for this, if they're crew members, wouldn't they have some sort of go-to costumes?
Why not just a snow cone? If you don't have a lot to work with and that crosses your mind, why not just have a regular snow cone? Why would it have to be upside down?
I don't know that you couldn't make it work. Tapered bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pointy at the bottom. They're just saying it's pointy at the top. That's what they had. So does this? What happens is you put something on and go, does this look like anything? Mm. Like when you're really poor and it's Halloween, or you just forgot to bring a costume to school that day.
You just grab, when you're really poor and forget it's Halloween, you grab your dad's KKK costume.
Exactly, exactly. And you march out. You give the Elon in the street.
Goddamn.
You're just a kid.
You dress like your dad. Slim.
Yeah. And you're like, why is everyone so angry at me? And there are some.
My buddy Snow Cone. He's dressed like an upside down snow cone. It's like, oh, you got that from the waffle maker, wherever the hell he is?
The guys
are out there, hey, look at us.
The depressing part of this is that if there were a KKK cruise in 2025, I'm afraid it would do well. I really don't know. It might.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
I don't know what the angriest is you've ever been at your kid,
okay.
But I'm sure there'll be more moments in the future where they do something that upsets you. And in those moments, I think it's important to just take a step back, take a deep breath, and remind yourself it could be worse.
Fair.
Because there's a kid in Wisconsin, and maybe you guys heard about this, I just saw it. There's a kid in Wisconsin who apparently was so upset about the potential TikTok ban. Laszlo's over here making fun of Mahomes. So
I would never.
Bitter Lions fan. Typical.
I would never.
This kid was so upset about the TikTok ban or whatever it was. I say he's 19 years old. So upset about it that he decided he wanted to let his local elected official know that he was upset. That's reasonable. That's actually what they teach you, like in civics class, right? Hey, if you're upset, you could write a letter to your representative. I think we all had to write letters to our representatives at some point in school, even if we weren't mad at anything, just to learn about how this works. And maybe that's where this kid got the idea. I don't know. But he goes to the guy's office, to his congressman's office, and he sets it on fire.
Huh.
Again, because he's mad that TikTok was banned.
Huh.
I just want to show you a picture of this guy. And this is what I want you to think about when you're really angry.
That's the dude who set it on fire?
Yes.
How old is that kid?
He's 19 years old.
Oh, 19. Okay, well, you said a kid. I said
19. I'm calling him a kid, but he's 19. But yeah.
All right.
He's 19.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, that dude's got full pork chop sideburns.
He's got snow cone jeans. Yeah, he's got full mutton chops. I mean, imagine that you leave work today, you get home, your kid's not home. You're like, what is going on? Where is my son? And then you find out, oh, you didn't hear? He went and tried to set fire to, I don't know, Sharice David's office because he's mad about the TikTok ban. And there's his mugshot. I mean, that's, honestly, I don't know what qualifies as, like, I'm dismissing you as a child. You no longer are worthy of my love. But it's got to be tough for that parent in that moment.
Of course.
When they see that mugshot and know, you did what? Why? Because you're mad about TikTok? Like, you're 19 years old.
Well, the father is not guilty of the sins of the child.
I agree.
And the child is not guilty of the sins of the father. But let me just say, I would like to see a picture and a resume of the father. I'd like to see that before I just start condemning the kid all on his own.
Son, I'm sure.
I'm just saying, you know, I've seen Jeffrey Dahmer's dad. He seems really apologetic about the whole thing.
He
doesn't know what happened.
You're right, he did.
So sometimes it goes a different way, but, you know, I got my questions about the family. That's all. I've got my questions about the family. Like, all right, what are you guys doing over there? Where do you live? Need to go and see the house. How you living? You know, how you've treated him since he was a child. What types of discipline have you used? I need to look into it. How long has it been since he's been to school?
How long has he had his mutton chops?
It seems like quite a bit of amount of time. I want to talk to everybody. I want to talk to everybody involved here and just see exactly where we're at. Now, I could be totally wrong. This kid could just, you know, came up like that all on his own. But, you know, and that's tough living if you're a dad. If you go meet him, you're like, hey, what's your dad do? He's like, yeah, he's a normal dude, UPS driver, like, works hard, comes home. Like, that's tough living. I'm like, damn, man, I don't know what happened. I'm sorry. But my guess is no. My guess is we got other issues going on.
The Church of Laszlo.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.